Everyone's angry about something somewhere here. They're just waiting to unload. We're putting bombs in buildings, bombs in letters, bombs in trucks. We're drowning kids in the backs of cars. We're dressing killers in Armani suits. We turn them into TV stars. We become a race of leering voyeurs. We're big on progress, sex, and death. Something evil's lurking in the darkness here with me, and I can smell its stinking breath. It's in the blackness of our children's stares. It's in a courtroom in a suit. It's the hand that holds the gun that made these bullet holes. It's a secret pocket filled with loot. It's the soft white faces of these soft white men with their soft white grasping hands. Who laugh and sneer at those who have to stand and wait in line. Never got the chance. I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. The wind is laughing up my sleeve. The cars have turned their headlights on. It's way past time. I hear thunder bumping boxcars in the valley. The wind is laughing up my sleeve. The cars have turned their headlights on. It's way past time. I should be gone. Something says I'll never leave.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Oh, The shame of love. Flockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
We'll be right back. painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls go by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away, like a newborn baby. It just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door and must have it painted black. More, I want them to turn black. I see
heard on the news about that 5-year-old who found his uncle's gun. The kid didn't know it was loaded.
I heard on the news about that 14-year-old girl who was bullied online for like a year. She couldn't take it anymore, so she got her dad's gun from his nightstand.
I heard on the news about that guy who broke into someone's house, stole a gun from the hall closet.
He accidentally shot his cousin in the head.
She killed herself.
And later, killed the owner of the store he was trying to rob.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
My bags are packed. Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Saxophone.
She made a break for it. I couldn't say that I blame her. I might have done the same. Sometimes I think I must have fell on my head, 'cause I don't act right and nothing makes sense. Now I think I damaged my brain, yeah. I've never been the same. Irene, I dream of Irene.
Virginia, long before the Lord and Lord write it off. Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.